Good morning, good morning, good morning. And boy, we're going to have some fun today. We always do with One-on-One with the Pro. How are you doing there, Casey?
I'm doing well. How are you, Tom?
I'm doing fine. Long time no see. About a month.
Yep, about a month.
And Green Country Village Senior Living Community. We're going to be pumping and thumping with some automobiles, aren't we?
We're super excited. October 23rd. At Green Country Village, so it's an opportunity for us to show beautiful cars, our beautiful community, and raise money for Alzheimer's Association and programming for our memory care community. And Wes Standridge, he...
Our car show guru.
He is our car show enthusiast. Uh-huh. Somebody said, oh, are you here to talk about cars? I was like, what else do you talk about, Wes?
That's right. Yeah, I love cars, you know.
Yeah. Wes has just been a blessing to Green Country Village. Not only... He installs all our flooring.
Mm-hmm.
He's a platinum sponsor, so he believes in what we're doing for Green Country Village, for the programming,
yes,
for supporting Alzheimer's, but also fortunately he's a car guy, and so he really is engaging his friends that are also car and motorcycle and truck folks. And so kind of tell a little bit about how you've been getting everybody excited.
Oh yeah, when I go to these shows, we drop flyers in the cars, and, you know, everybody sees it, and everybody's been sitting there like, oh, you're doing it again. Like, yeah. And they're like, we'll be there. So, yes, it's a real good thing. It's a good thing for the community, good thing for these elders. It's going to be nice.
Now, you know, it's not easy. It takes a little bit of patience, but my goodness, it paid off so well the first time. I am so glad this is coming back, because yes, I got to tell you, that was a real treat for my family.
Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, and what can we expect other than just gleaming, glistening steel?
There's going to be cars of all makes and all models, cars, trucks, you know, new models, old restores, mm-hmm, you know, some of the LS swaps I'm sure will be there that guys are doing now. Some really slick trucks, four-wheel drives. I've got one.
What's a swap?
It's an LS swap. It's where they convert the motor.
Oh, okay. So it's an old car.
And they put an updated motor in it. Yes.
I gotcha.
Oh.
Yes, so it looks old, but travels fast.
Yes, there you go.
Kind of like when you put a Mustang engine in a Model A.
Yeah, right.
I've seen that done.
One
thing that Wes and the committee kind of thought would be also fun is for the children to be able to bring their,
yes,
bikes and their trikes and their
go-karts,
plastic go-karts, yep, their plastic cozy coupes. They don't have to pay an entrance fee,
no,
but they'll still get an award for coming.
Top three, yes.
Yeah, top three. Mm-hmm. And so what we're trying to say is this just isn't for car people.
Right.
This is for families. This, mm-hmm, is a free event for families to come enjoy beautiful cars, trucks, and bikes and trikes.
Hey.
but also to have wonderful food from our community. Mm-hmm. We're going to have yard games. We're going to have some raffles. We're going to have all sorts of fun things to do.
Now, Wes, the thing I really like most, not just the eye candy out there with the cars,
right,
and the trucks and everything that glistens and gleams and just says, I want all of them.
Yes,
but
I agree.
The people, the residents there at Green Country Village,
yes,
they got the biggest bang out of this of anybody.
Oh, yes. Yes, they just love it. They love these old cars. They grew up in that era, so they're excited. They ask me every day when they see me, because some forget. But some are like, hey, when are we doing that? And I'm like, it's coming. So they're very excited.
Yeah, we had a resident 2 years ago who had her
yes,
deceased husband's truck, and she won.
And she won, and she's ready. She's been asking daily.
Daily.
Are we close? So, yes, yeah, so she's going to have her truck,
yeah,
there again.
Yeah, it's, Mrs. Gray, and she's excited, and that truck is
It
gorgeous.
Is. It's clean, really clean. Her husband did a restore on it years and years ago, and
uh-huh,
they've hung on to it. So.
Yes.
Good
so,
things.
Yes.
Winning stuff with it.
Right.
One of the things, too, that we're just seeing, and you guys are a huge part of it, is the community support. You,
yes,
know, I mean, like, Wes will walk into any old place, and they're like, hey, here's some giveaways. Can we support it? You know,
yes,
how can we support? You guys are supporting us wonderfully as a platinum sponsor as,
mm-hmm,
well. But it's, can I hang this poster here? Can I, you know, can I have a giveaway? And it's just like, it doesn't matter where we walk into.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They are wanting to support something fun, especially right now. People are ready to get out. We're really praying for wonderful weather.
Yes.
And end of October typically is. Mm-hmm. But we're just super excited.
Super excited, yes.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good thing.
Now, we really don't know till the day of the show just how many vehicles will be there. But right now, I imagine you've got a few folks who are just saying, hey, put me down.
Right. It all depends on the weather. And really, guys pick where they're going the day before or the day of, you know.
Yeah.
Right. We do have some trophies we picked out, and we're going to be presenting some pictures of them, which kind of encourages them. They see those, and they're like, ooh, got to have one. So, yeah. So,
that's going to look good in the man cave.
Yes, yes.
My trophy room. So the first year, how many would you say that we had? About
first year, we had about 50.
Uh-huh. And we're hopeful for more.
We'd like to see 100. Yeah. You know, I mean, this is going to be fine and be good, you know. So
however many people show up.
Yes.
One thing, I'm not a car show person yet. Well,
you became a convert 2 years ago, big time.
I will tell you, the community, the 50 cars and their families that showed up mm-hmm. were super supportive.
Yeah.
They were super kind because this was our first show, and so we weren't sure if we were doing things right, if we were, you know, and they were super encouraging, lovely to work with, and so... that family, I can see why you're attached to that family.
These car guys are a good bunch of guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just...
And girls.
Girls are involved, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Much so.
Miss Candy Hacker.
Candy Hacker. She's got a really, really nice truck. She goes everywhere. She loves things like this. So lots of people get involved in this, and it's just everybody's good to each other.
Everyone knows that, it's somewhat of a competition, but, you know, it's also somewhat of a camaraderie.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, man, we're going to go see our friends, and we're going to have fun,
right,
you know.
Yes.
Let's just have fun, and that's really what it is.
Yeah, and guys sharing their stories of their restores. It's
right.
a fun thing, you know. And
it all starts with, how did you do that?
yes.
So what we're really excited is our sponsorships already, before we even have any registrants, has doubled from the first year.
Congratulations.
And so that's
both
just,
of you.
Yeah, well, and so we're already able to provide, I mean, we don't want to say that we're spending our money only on trophies, but we're able to provide, like, T-shirts to all the registrants. We are able to provide fun trophies and different options for food. But then we're going to have some great money to spend on our residents in memory care. We're going to have great money to be able to donate to the Alzheimer's Association. And so, you know, that's really the reason, but it's a fun way to make money for those programmings.
Yes.
And so we're just...
Yeah, this year's been blessed.
It really has.
It's just, it's good.
Yep.
So.
Oh, well, it's only going to get better.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she was talking about the T-shirts. I think what they're planning on doing this time is for your $25 registration, you get a T-shirt.
30. It's 30.
Is it 30? It's 30. Okay, and then you get a T-shirt in the bag. I do both.
Right.
And
right.
then there will be T-shirts for sale as well.
Uh-huh.
So...
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's
so really, they're paying $5 for an entry and getting a T-shirt. So
right.
You know.
Right.
I mean.
And we're hoping someday, you know, if it gets big enough, that maybe it's you don't have to pay for registration.
Right.
But we were really wanting to gift those supporters that bring their cars out.
Yes.
That you know, we want to make a little bit of money because we do have a mission in the thing, but we also want to give those participants a T-shirt. I think sometimes they do have to purchase one, but we just wanted to thank them for coming to our car show.
Well, and just being a part of the family and part of the fun.
Mm-hmm.
A great way to say thank you, I might
imagine. Yeah.
Great way. And they remember it, too.
And they're
going to go back next year and see what this model's going to look like.
That's right. And it's Wes's car.
I've got a 72 Chevelle, and I've got a 79 K5 Blazer. I think she's going with the
Chevelle.
That's my Chevelle that's on the shirt and on the flyers and stuff like that there.
That's our logo. That will be our logo.
That car has a history. It's a big story with it, but.
Yeah. Well, it was our first.
One question.
Uh-huh.
How fast did it once go?
It's been in the tens before,
okay.
at a time. So it had
just
it had
10 miles an hour?
10 seconds in a quarter mile.
Oh, I was going to say 10 miles an hour. That doesn't sound impressive at all.
Yeah, right.
So when the first year that Wes really, you know, helped spearhead this, we wanted that car on all our you know, all of our
merchandise
and literature and everything. Yeah. And so that's going to be our logo. And because we want it to be just a recognizable, oh my gosh, oh, you went to that. And next year, are you going to have it again next year? So we're hoping, we're wanting to have it every year. Yes. Last year, it wasn't going to happen.
No, wasn't going to happen anywhere to anybody.
No. And so I think we're also expecting, if the weather's gorgeous, you know, a really great showing because it's beautiful time of year. Mm-hmm. It's starting to maybe close out the car show season.
Yes, there might be a few more. Getting toward the end,
So
be kind of like the World Series of Car Show.
Right.
Little bit. So,
postseason action.
Yes. So we're just excited
Yes, really excited.
So if you want to come, like Wes said, we're not really taking registrations early. Typically, I think they just register on that day because who knows what the weather will be like, you know. But so registration opens at 7 a.m. For the registrants. For people that want to come and look, 9 a.m., we will have shuttles that, because parking, we're going to have to close off our parking at Green Country Village. And so Walmart doesn't know it yet, but I'm going to call them. But we'll have parking.
They're good neighbors.
They're great neighbors. And so we'll have parking elsewhere, and then we'll have our van to shuttle people if they don't care to walk over. And so from 9 to about 2, what time do you think we're going to start giving out awards?
About 2. 2 we'll get close to. We're going to try and be ready.
I know this guy.
Yeah. With the tallying up. And then, yes, we're aiming for 2
ish.
O'clock.
Yes.
2-ish, yes. Trophy presentation.
Trophies.
So.
And just a gob. So many door prizes for our registrants. And it's just going to be super fun.
Yes.
Music, food truck, snow cones, yard games, kiddo stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just basically great family fun. And it's all for a great cause. Now, Casey, are we going to have this on your Facebook page there at Green Country
Village? It is already on my
Facebook page.
Along with a boxing video. Also with a slip and slide on a duck video. So
what are you doing out there, girl?
We're having a lot of fun. There is an event on our Facebook page, and that'll give you all the information that you need. But also just visit our Facebook page because it's super fun.
It is.
And
you actually see TV stars on there, too.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, yeah.
Your own.
National talk show, you know, celebrities. If you need more information, though, you can also, you know, message me on Facebook. You can call 918-335-2086 and say, now, what day is it? What time does it start? How do I register? And we'll have all that information for you.
Well, great. That is going to be fun. I am so looking forward to seeing this show.
Yes. Come out again. Bring your crew.
Just a big encourager. There is 43 trophies to be given out.
Wow.
Chris Miller with Miller Plumbing, he's going to be presenting a Miller Time Racing Hot Rod Pick. He custom built a trophy, so he's going to be presenting that award.
Nice.
And it's
going to be worth it, guys. I kind of saw a little bit about that, and it's going to be.
It is. It's really nice. He did a custom deal out of some parts, and it's really neat.
It is neat.
And tell everybody where you're located.
1025 Swan Drive, right across from our good friends at Walmart.
Very good friends. Hey, thank you both. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time this morning.
Got more coming up right here on K1, the one you trust. So please stand by, and we'll have more. It is 9:45.